What's going on, people, man? You're tuning into episode 20 of the Is Not Easy podcast, man. There's a new environment. We've got a new studio. We've got new faces. And we're here. How are you guys doing? You good?
Fantastic.
Great. How are you?
Yeah, well, good, man. It's been an interesting week. But how's it been for you guys?
Just pretty busy. We're always working, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely busy.
Yeah.
Always on go.
You know when you say like always on go, like is that like life stuff or is it like music stuff or like a bit of both?
It's definitely a bit of both. It's for me it's more music driven, you know. Just being in certain environments when you're an up and coming artist, you know, showing up to certain spaces to get your face out there and to network. And then I just dropped a single last week, so it's like doing things post-release.
Pushing, yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
And then life.
Yeah. How you guys found, like, how you guys feel about Christmas, though, this year? I know, obviously, is around the corner, like, are you guys up for it, or is this another year?
I feel like it should be a time where it's like, everyone's like, stops and relaxes.
Yeah.
But I feel like, even though they say the music industry kind of closes, I feel like it still doesn't stop. Mm.
You can't stop.
You actually can't stop.
That's true.
Because I was going to be like, oh, let me take a break. But every time I try and take a break, it's like something comes up and you're like, let me just act on it because it's don't want to miss out. Because at the end of the day, it's a very competitive industry. So the day that you take a day off, someone else is overworking you.
Yeah,
you
know what I mean? It's true. No, it's competitive.
And I'm Nigerian, so we don't play about work ethic.
Yeah, you got to be on it. You got to be on it. So.
Yeah.
But like, you don't also feel like it's a time to like relax a bit though.
It is.
Or like, have you got to find a balance, you think?
It is, but I feel like in this day and age, how much relaxing can you do? You want to, but you got things to do.
yeah.
Like,
dreams to chase, man.
One day chilling, you know how much work you could have got done?
It's true.
It's hard. It's very hard to find that balance.
Yeah, for sure.
It's interesting because I'm born 99, so I'm literally like just before the last of Gen Z. I mean, we're the second year of Gen Z, right? Gen Z is 98.
Yeah.
Okay, 98. So we're the second year, but we're kind of like the new version. So we're like in that phase is like between the millennial kind of energy and the Gen Z. And I feel like us Gen Zs, I'm not gonna lie, when people say that they feel like we're lazy, I don't think the word's lazy. I just think that they like to prioritize things a bit more.
Yeah.
And they want more of a balance, which I guess in essence makes sense. But when you look about like our parents, our grandparents, how hard they worked and stuff, this is very light. So things like Christmas, holiday season, like, I don't know, I grew up with my parents always kind of working. So it wasn't really something that...
Yeah, like it wasn't that big of a...
It wasn't really like a big deal. Actually, in my family, like New Year is more of a big deal for us. So we don't really celebrate Christmas like that. We do New Year dinner.
Yeah.
And we like into the night and stuff like that. So
we don't... It's just it's interesting, look, I think... This year, like I've seen a lot of people like going abroad for Christmas, like whether it be they go out to Nigeria or wherever. So it's kind of something that I've always been keen to do, like travel, like across Christmas break. Have you guys ever done that?
Yeah, I have. You know, I did last year.
Is it good?
You know, so interesting. I actually did for Dirty December.
Okay.
I went Dirty December last year. I was only meant to go there for two weeks.
Yeah.
And then me and my friend end up extending and we're there for 5 weeks.
Okay. Yeah, serious. Nice, serious.
Time.
Yeah. Like I want to experience like in terms of the Christmas break and I'm not at home. Like, I'm just out somewhere, new environment, like a new space. You know what I mean? So have you ever done that?
You need to do it.
I haven't yet.
Okay.
I haven't yet, but I feel like it's something everyone should try.
Yeah, for sure.
You know
sure.
what I mean? I feel like everyone should try it, especially when you're young and you have no kids or major responsibilities.
I feel like
there's certain things that you should just do.
Yeah.
So I got it. I was planning to go Ghana this year. I'm Ghanaian, but yeah. It's not.
Fair play. You get a little taste of it for sure. I want to start off with some quick fire questions though, yeah? You guys ready, yeah?
Yeah.
Had your breakfast this morning, didn't
it? Yeah.
All right, cool. Start off with an easy one, yeah? Music or money?
I'm not going to lie.
Music or money?
Yeah, quick.
Money.
I would say.
Fair.
I'm not gonna lie. Let's not even lie.
You know what? I would actually say music, and that's not even me being pretentious.
Yeah.
I just think I'm a very nostalgic person. So I'm just thinking about when I was like younger and stuff. How much that was like an escape.
But
a big dream, yeah.
Yeah. When you say music or money, do you mean like would you choose your music career or would you choose like?
Yeah. So
no
if you could only have one,
there's no career without money.
If you could only have one.
I'm taking the money. Yeah. Okay. It doesn't mean I don't love music, but I'm taking the money.
Okay, cool.
And Bill's gotta get paid.
Bill's gotta get paid, bro. Okay, cool. Fame or respect?
Respect.
Respect.
Respect. What's fame without respect? Why would you want fame and no respect?
You can monetize fame though.
No, not everyone can monetize fame.
Respect.
Nowadays, you can monetize fame. I big feel like time.
Fame is very subjective though.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah.
Because people can be famous in their town. People, yeah. Do you know what I mean? People can be true. Infamous. Like, it's but, not. It's whereas I feel like respect is very objective.
Yeah.
So I'd rather.
Okay.
That.
Okay, cool. Spotify or Apple Music? Spotify or Apple Music?
I'm a Spotify babe. I'm on Spotify.
Same. I'm an Apple Music babe, but Spotify because I'm an artist.
Oh, okay.
So I feel like I've become more of a Spotify babe, but yeah.
It's quite interesting you mentioned that. So like for
listen to music.
Artists, is like Spotify the go-to to like build your platform and like, you know, your page and stuff.
I feel both are, but I feel like people speak more of Spotify.
Yeah, I've noticed that as well.
They speak more of it because of the streams and stuff like that, but they're both equally as important.
Yeah,
I just feel like people just look at Spotify more.
It's because of their business model. Like with Spotify, they really do prioritize things like playlisting, algorithm playlisting,
new
listeners. Whereas Apple Music, the only real playlists you can be on are the editorial ones.
Mm.
Whereas with Spotify, someone can have the same amount of saves.
Yeah.
But it's just their personal playlist.
They don't really look at the streams on Apple. Like, people don't really talk about Apple Music streams.
It's not public. So
it isn't that big of a deal for
But it is, but you still want to get on them Apple Music playlist. You know what I mean? They got some stuff there.
Yeah, they still have a huge base there. So,
yeah.
Cool. Album or EP?
Album.
EP.
Okay.
EP.
But from like a personal point of view?
From both. Any point of view.
You prefer album. Okay. Yeah.
I say EP, but then again, like, they're both kind of in the same category. EP is just a smaller version
nowadays,
of the album.
Really, isn't it? Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's
similar nowadays,
version.
For sure.
You know what? I still think, I think people make it similar, but if you actually think about it, it's actually not meant to be similar at all.
It wasn't, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. I'm still kind of like it in the environment, like, where I listen to people who do make that difference. I think a really good artist example is Thames. Like, there's a huge difference between her EP and her album Born in the Wild. So I feel like...
For sure.
Yeah. I'm going to still digest both, but I'm going to say EP.
Cool. All right, cool. A trip with the girls or vacation?
Trip with the girls.
Trip with the girls.
Okay, fair.
Not gonna lie.
All right, cool. Have you guys been on girl trips before?
Yeah.
Fun?
I've been on like two,
Nice. And that sounds cool. If you had to summarize 2024 in one word, what are you choosing?
Growth.
What about you?
Mine opening.
Cool. Yeah. Serious though. And last one, favorite album ever.
Gosh, that's hard.
If you had to pick
favorite album ever,
regardless of genre or like anything,
you know
it's
what?
Like
I'm gonna go with favorite album ever. I'm just trying to think of an album that I listen to from top to bottom.
Yeah,
I would probably say
that's kind of how I gauge it as well, actually. If I can like play it all through, about a single,
I'm gonna just say mine's right now is definitely Scissors. Scissors' last album. I just gotta speak about now because there's a lot of music out there.
Yeah.
But Scissors,
that's a hard one.
Okay.
Maybe Beyonce's, maybe B-Day. I feel like I can listen to that all through.
Okay.
There's too much.
Front to back.
Yeah, there's too much.
Yeah, there's a lot out there, but yeah, some certainly some.
But something recent I would say is definitely Ira Starr's.
I've needed to listen to that start to end, no skips, definitely no skip album.
I haven't really locked into that one.
See, Summer Walker, still not over it. See, there's too much.
Yeah, that's another one that's like took over the streets when that dropped.
You should definitely check out Ira's one. That's actually the album that made me be like, you know, I actually want to
really
be a fan.
Really great.
Ooh, serious.
Yeah, it really changed my perspective. Like, I've always liked her and stuff, but I don't really say I like artists unless I listen to her body of work.
Right? Yeah.
So once I liked her, I was like, I like her.
You know, for sure, you want a thing. Yeah. Now, serious, man. Now that's a little warm up, a little tester, but like, as we get into the meat and drink of it, so obviously here, like, on It's Not Easy podcast, like, we like to speak to people who, like, are, like, dream chasers, like, who have ambition to, like have a life that's outside of the ordinary, right? I did want to ask you guys, like, what was the initial point that made you guys want to, like, become an artist? Like,
it's crazy, we're talking about this.
What, like, changed or, like, you know what pushed you into that place?
Honestly, I feel like when I, like, close my eyes and I look back my life journey. I've always been destined for this path.
Serious.
I'm a Pisces. I'm a creative at heart. So whether that's music, modeling, acting, that's me.
Yeah.
But music is just always something from a very young age that I've been like very involved with.
Yeah.
And I always pray on it as well. And that was the one thing I never took serious. I dibbled and dabbled in a lot of things, but music was the one thing I never tried. And I have a talent, so I had to try.
Yeah.
And I always pray on it. Like, God, if this is for me, let me stay on this path. And if it's not, remove me. But he's always kept me on this path.
Deep.
So it's meant to be, and I'm passionate about it.
Yeah.
So that's what it is for me.
Yeah.
Similarly, but the difference is that I actually wasn't good. I actually sucked.
Yeah.
I was a very bad singer growing up, but I still felt very drawn to it. Yeah. It was something I kept battling with, like, because I felt like the way I perceived things was, if you're not good at something, you shouldn't do it, right?
Yeah.
But it wasn't until the likes of Brent Fires, there was another Bryson Tiller that spoke about how they weren't good and then they got good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it kind of motivated me, like, okay, if they can get good, then I can get just because I'm not good at it doesn't mean I can't do it, right? So I started doing it, yeah. I started practicing and I started getting actually better. But then what actually pushed me was I lived in Manchester for like 2 years.
Okay.
And I told my friend, I actually want to get out of here. But I couldn't think of, because London's expensive, I couldn't think of how I was gonna come back to London. Like it was a bit hard. And then we were talking about, like, because I'm currently doing my masters, but when we were having our conversation, she was like to me, oh, we should do our masters together because I haven't undergone law. I told her, God forbid I ever do law again.
Yeah.
And then I said, it did trigger the thought that if I'm going to go back to school, let me do something I like. And I looked up my course, and this, by the uni I go to is the only uni that did that particular course.
Mm.
They said it was a 4% chance of going in, but I said, I'm trying it. I tried. I got in. They were really happy with me. And that was kind of like what pushed. And I felt like, and the place I was staying at, the contract was ending.
Okay.
They were selling the house.
Yeah.
So I just felt like it was all aligned. So I was like, oh my God, this must mean it's really making sense.
Yeah.
So when I moved to London, everything just started following me.
As well from there. And it's quite deep what you said as well, because I've got someone like online that I listen to, and he always says that, you know what stops a lot of people from like becoming who they want to become is that they have the idea that if I want to do something, I have to be good at it.
I have to be perfect.
But then I guess the point of view that... it should really be is that I'm going to do this, and even if I'm bad, I'm going to keep doing it until I get good. So he would emphasize, is like, if you want to be good at it, you keep doing it until you get good. Isn't there like a point of view that, oh, I'm going to start and just be gifted? And to be fair, you do get like a few examples of people who just start and they're just like right out the gate, just like blown away. But not everyone has that journey, right? Yeah. So having that growth point of view is important. I did want to touch upon, because I know you guys are from Ireland, right? So how did that journey coming into London kind of happened?
I was born in London.
Okay, serious.
I was born in London. My mom's Irish. My dad's Ghanaian. So I grew up in London until I was like 9.
Mm.
Moved to Ireland when I was that age. And then, I just like spent the rest of my time there.
Yeah.
But it's always been back and forth. Like London's an hour flight. My dad lives here, family. Yeah. So it's always been like, it's still home.
Yeah.
Home away from home. So yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Grown up, came back here, continued to pursue things. There's more going on in London. There's not a lot going on.
It's a hub, right? There's a hub of like industries, agents, and so on and so forth, right? Yeah.
It's just more motion here.
Yeah.
For me, obviously, I grew up in Ireland my whole life.
Yeah.
However, in the year I moved, I actually moved for uni, but I actually had two offers. One in the uni that I would end up going to in, near London. And then the one in Ireland. And then my mum wanted me to make a decision. Everyone actually didn't want me to move because I went by myself at 17. And the reason I moved is because, funny enough, I was being bullied so bad. I was like, I'm getting out of here.
Yeah,
like,
okay. Home.
Yeah, I was... Ireland, they will tell you. I was being bullied badly in that place.
Damn.
Yeah, I think for me, it was a thing where I think because I'm very outgoing, whatever. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like people see that as a threat, but I don't really want to get into it. But I was being bullied so bad to a point that my pastor was just like, what do you want to do? Kind of thing. And I was like, I want to get out here. And then they convinced my mom, and my mom let me. She came with me. I moved with a little suitcase, one single ticket, and a dream.
Yeah.
And then while I was there, I was living my best life. But then that's when I started being like, okay, let me start doing YouTube covers. Let me start doing stuff. And things started aligning. And it's funny because you meet people as well on the way that also kind of
on the same
help you in the journey as well.
Yes, I met a couple of people who were also
That's quite interesting to say that. Like, is that you think that was from like a racial point of view in Ireland, because I don't know what Ireland is like. Is it, are there blacks there? Like,
yeah,
is it
a lot?
Okay, cool. So is
For me, it wasn't an actual... For me, I was being bullied in a lot of places. I'm telling you now, like, I don't even like that whole victim thing because I feel like sometimes it's like, oh, really, really? What did you do? What did you do? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, hey.
But I'm actually being very serious. Like, I don't know what it was about me that really pissed people off. Yeah. Because even when I went to uni, I was bullied for my first 2 years in uni as well. So I don't know what... I started thinking maybe there's something wrong with me. Like, being bullied so many times, like, okay, surely. Like,
but like, what were they bullying you for?
You know what's so interesting? I didn't know until my best friend, she actually went up to them and was like, what is you guys' problem with like her? Like, and then they were like, we just don't like that she's confident.
See?
Confidence is scary.
People don't like that, you know? People don't like that.
And then I think it was kind of like, how dare you? You know what I mean? It's like, how dare you be the, because I was 17 and a lot of the people were 20 in uni. Okay. So it's like, how dare you be the 17 year old?
How dare you not be insecure?
And I think as well, the time as well in Ireland, I was company was also when the whole like colorism thing was really apparent. So it's kind of like, how dare you be a confident, dark skinned girl? Like, how dare you?
That's deep.
It was just like, how dare you? And I wish I didn't take it as personal because it really knocked my confidence for like a lot of years, but it's all good now.
Yeah. Very good, man. Yeah, man. Run them, man. Yeah, Vandev. So now I'm interested to hear about that journey because it's like, I always hear, so for example, one of my favorite artists ever is J. Cole.
Nice.
And he speaks about how he moved to New York, right? And he just like, he came for university, but like, he speaks about how he just came with a dream and just saying, yeah, it's like, it's going to work out somewhere. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just going to do it. So that like journey of moving to like a big city, has always been one that like it
you have to
stuck with me a lot. Yeah, because like a new environment can change your life, bro.
You have to, like,
we've done it.
The last 2 years I've been traveling back and forth from LA.
Okay.
Like
literally that been like?
By myself. Started off just knowing one person. But I like I say, like, I'm not gonna lie, like everything with my journey has been, it's been God. Because when I just think about it, I'm like, I'm living through things that I actually prayed on. Like, this makes so much sense. Timing, like, just everything. And I always wanted, I feel like a lot of people had the American dream.
I always
wanted to go to America and I always wanted to go to LA. But I always said, like, I don't want to go to LA without a real purpose. I don't want to just go for the fun of it, because I knew that, like, there's a lot of value in that place.
Yeah.
And it just aligned, like, how it was supposed to. I met one person and we met, like, a couple months before the new year. We tapped in about music. I was dibbling, dabbling in and out of like different studios and stuff, just trying to find someone to help me execute my goals. And he was like, listen, if you're serious, book your flight, come out. Like, I got you, you're good. I booked my flight, I flew out 4 months later and I stayed for a month. And from then I've been going back and forth, just building, developing. And it's been amazing.
Well. Yeah.
It's been amazing.
Do you think, like, you're able to, as a writer, if you're like in a new environment, it kind of inspired different,
yeah, like, it's the work ethic.
Yeah.
And, you know, writing, like, it's experiences. You have to experience things, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just been a great journey. It's not been easy.
For sure.
But you have to put yourself out there. Like, you have to make sacrifices. You have to take risks. That's the only way you can grow.
Yeah.
It's the only way. Sure. Like, I encourage people all the time, like, just get out of what you know. Literally, just go.
Be uncomfortable for a bit, innit?
Yeah, you have to get comfortable with being uncomfortable, you know?
For sure. I did want to touch upon, like, you know, the journey... as an artist, like, how much does it really cost? Because like, I know, like, I have an idea that, like, it can't be easy, but in terms of, like, the, like, beats that you're using, studio time, putting your music out there into the world on, like, streaming platforms, and even if you got, like, a music video or whatever you may be doing, like, how much does it really cost you guys?
You know what it is?
Everyone's different.
And you know what it is? When something, if you're starting... that you're going to see that's very apparent is when you ask people how much things charge, they're not going to say what their price is. They're going to be like, what's your budget? That's to tell you what this is.
Because
that used to irritate me so bad. Because I'm like, why can't you just tell me and I can gauge? Mm-hmm. But no, it literally depends on how much you can spend. It's like what you're putting is kind of what you almost kind of get.
That's quite
which deep. Is annoying because with the lack of resources, lack of finances, there's only so much the reach can be.
Yeah.
You never know.
Everyone is different. Like, everyone is different, especially being an independent artist, being a signed artist. There's so many different types of deals, distros, pub deals. But as a complete independent artist, you are doing this off the back of yourself.
You know,
and I always preach that networking is key, because if people believe in you and they believe in the vision and they see the talent, they want to be a part of it. And that way you build them relationships. Like, they aren't, like, they're not going to charge you because at the end of the day, you're putting their work out there.
Out there as well, exactly.
So I scream networking is key because you can't, it can help
a
lot.
It's mutual, right? Yeah.
It's mutual, you know what I mean? Yeah, for sure. But it's very expensive.
Yeah.
It's and also being as self-sufficient as possible, but also knowing what you can be self-sufficient in. For example, like me, I'm not going to ever bother to learn to engineer.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not, but I'm very realistic. Like, I know some people like to pride themselves, to be like, produce, engineer, no.
Yeah.
I'm not good in that. I'd rather get someone else to do that. Yeah. I'd rather focus on working. I'm good at graphic designing, so I do my artwork. Do you know what I mean? I'll do
that's
my artwork.
Yeah,
like, I do that. My brother's a videographer, so I'll work with him. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, little things like that, I will do. I don't like doing stuff that I'm not good
at. I do think it's good to be skilled. I think it's good to know the basics.
Yeah.
It's good to know the basics. Yeah. You know what I mean? But as an artist, like, you just want to focus on your art, and that's how it should be. But a lot of artists know how to, like, do a 1-2, you know, record demos. Yeah.
Make beats maybe sometimes.
It does make your life easier. And your spare time, you can just, you know, bring up Logic.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
That's interesting. And like, you know, when we touched upon the like, the financial side of it as well, like, how do you balance like work with your art as well? Like, what's that journey like?
Listen, when I tell you my journey, the last 2 years, Berman, I started university when I started my music, like taking music serious. So I was studying law and criminology.
Okay.
I was studying law and criminology, flying to LA, 8-hour time zone, making sure my assignments are done a month in advance, making sure I'm doing my online exams, working jobs. But if we're keeping it all the way real, like, I've had to leave jobs because my career is always going to come before a 9-to-5. It's not easy. Like,
yeah, that's a real sacrifice.
It's not easy. Like, me, I go to LA, I think I'm coming back 2 weeks, I stay for 3 months. The job is like deuces.
Yeah.
But for me, it's like, I have that fire inside of me. I'm going to make it work. Like, I don't care. I have family that will support. I'll make it work. I'm not giving up my dream or coming home for a 9-to-5. I'm just not doing that. Sorry.
Yeah. Not for me. How's that been on your end?
I think for me, currently, I'm just taking it kind of day by day.
Yeah.
Because I'm in uni right now. I'm doing my master's. And it is kind of hard. I mean, I'm doing well in school, so that's the most important thing. But, like, it's literally nonstop work for me. It's, if I'm not in the library, I'm a studio. If I'm not a studio, I'm in some kind of networking thing.
Yeah.
If I'm not networking, I'm in the gym. Yeah. Like, I'm always kind of doing something.
Always
to, like,
something, yeah.
Work on myself, yeah.
Yeah, that's quite interesting. That that's quite deep as well, because I guess, like, it's all about the balance, because if the scale tips too much on one end, the other end gets, like, impacted, right? And damaged. For example, if you, like, you never work, then how are you going to fund, like, as you guys said, like, studio time, beats, like, I don't know, the videographer that you work with, and so on and so forth. So I guess it's just about having the balance.
I don't know, because yes and no, because something Barack Obama actually said that really resonated with me.
Is
if you're really trying to be, like, to be in the very, like, as you said, unordinary type of thing, and you want to be really great at it, forget the balance. That's literally what happens. Like, unfortunately, you know, it's unfortunately that's the reality of it. Like, I don't look for balance. I just look for whatever I'm doing.
How am I going
to
make it work?
How am I going to make it work? Because if this means I have to sacrifice this amount to get to where I need to be, I don't mind. That's why I made sure last year I enjoyed my life. I don't think you understand. That's why when I dated December, that's why I went to Greece, that's why I went to everywhere. Because I said, next year, I kid you not, I'm sacrificing everything and anything to get to where I need to be. Like, you can't, I don't look for balance.
Like, I wouldn't encourage, I'm not going to say don't work a job. But you have to be, it takes a certain level of delusion.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's why not everyone is successful, because not everyone is willing to do what it takes to get to where they need to be. Not everyone is willing to sacrifice. Not everyone is willing to be broke. Not everyone is willing to not see their family and friends. Not everyone is willing to go to the other side of the world. You have to be delusional. You have to do what the ordinary aren't willing to do. Yeah. That's the only way.
Nah,
I would just say that you can't have two careers at once. And that's someone who I come from. Before I went to master's, I actually worked in tech.
Okay.
So I actually had a career in tech.
Yeah.
And for someone who had a career in tech, it was really hard. Because I used to wonder, like, when people blow, you always hear the story of they're a waitress or something.
Yeah.
I'm like, never a doctor, never a nurse, never a jummy. It's like, why? I see why. Because that type of jobs expect you to give your all to that.
Too demanding,
and
right?
You can't give your all to two things at the same time.
It's too demanding, I guess the ideal world is that, like, and you always hear of, like, artists who we speak about it. And they say, I don't know, like, I was working in like a restaurant there, and then after our studio and whatever. So, but, like, I know what you mean. You know, it's quite interesting that you guys say that, because I've never really viewed it like that. Like, how I've always viewed dreams is that there are other parts of your life that also need tending to. But that's an interesting point of view that you guys put forward, that like it's all or nothing.
Yeah. It's all or nothing.
Like, there is no plan.
That's quite new to me as an idea, but I hear it. Yeah, it's all or nothing.
Because you'd see the Oprahs and all say it, and then you'd be like, uh-huh, I'll show you.
Yeah.
And then it happens, and you're like, oh, you're right.
Yeah.
I actually can.
And it can be a lonely journey. Mm. Like, it can be lonely because it's like, you have a vision and you know what you want for your life. So it's like, I have to miss out on the fun. Like, sometimes your friends won't even understand. Yeah. Like, what do you mean you can't meet up for dinner? What do you mean you can't go on this trip? It's like, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't. I have a goal. Like, you got to isolate yourself. It's not easy.
Yeah, it's not easy at all, man. It's not easy. But that's deep. On to, like, the area of, like, you know, when you're trying to build a career for yourselves. I did want to touch upon, like, of course, as female artists, like, do you guys ever feel, like, a pressure to, like, look a certain way, like, in your music or in your videos to, like, get, like, a certain amount of, like, awareness? Or is that not really, like, in the thought process for you guys?
For me, it's 100% the thought process.
Yeah.
And that is something that I think is just the reality of things.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, looks in general are always going to make or break something, right? And we're a very visual society. Even on TikTok, right? Especially like, even when you're scrolling on TikTok, you're more likely to stay and watch a video if someone looks a bit more aesthetically pleasing.
Very true. Yeah, so, look pretty, yeah, for sure.
I mean, you can be upset about it, but the reality is there. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. You just have to work with the game. Like, unfortunately, that's the game.
Yeah.
And then you just have to know. Like, I mean, it benefits me to look good.
Yeah.
And I like looking good. So I don't really mind it. Yeah. I think for me, where the pressure could be is little things like body trends, like one day the skinny is in, one day the tick is in. Like, I think things like that, I don't think we should be trying to keep up with. But make sure you look your best and your best at all times. That's what I stand on. And anyone who's around me knows I don't play about that.
Yeah.
Like,
you got to look the part, right?
You really need to.
As an artist, branding is very important. So, you know what I mean? You just have to really make sure you got that on point.
Yeah, for sure. I want to kind of get into like the for the songs that like you guys have out right now. So you know with Caught My Eye, how do you feel like that song has like settled in and the audience is
You know what's so crazy? That song actually almost got scrapped.
Okay.
Because I had issue with the I won't tell you what they had because I don't want people checking for it. Because then they were gonna say I had an issue with
it.
But there was something I had a problem with it and I was just like, I'm not gonna release it. But because I hadn't released since July, I was like, let me just drop it, it is. But the reception really kind of puzzled me because I was like, oh my days, people really like it. I've gone to places and people are singing it to me. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, you guys really like the song? I was like, great, like, I love that.
Yeah, I wanted to ask as well, like, you know, when you were creating that song, what did you have in mind in terms of like, I always ask like artists, like, what is the end point of the song in terms of like where you want it like played and like, how do you want it to be like enjoyed? Like,
so I'm a visual artist.
Yeah.
I never started song without trying to imagine how I want it to be seen as and how to be felt as. I don't really just go in there. Like, I always come in with topics.
That's how
I kind of write.
Yeah, me too.
So for me, what caught my eye is I wanted something fun. I had just watched John Tucker Must Die. Okay. And I loved that kind of, like, it's so random, but I loved how, like, they were trying to, like, get the guy to like her and... Yeah. You know, she was playing cool and she was being confident. I just liked it.
Yeah.
So I was just like, you know, that's be fun, like, as a concept, but a bit more, like audacious, you know?
So the
lyrics are very direct. It's like, yeah, I want you. I need you. Do you know what I mean? Kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Because I would never say that out loud.
Yeah, you know, I always thought about that because, you know, I would listen to some artist songs and I'd be like, this is quite audacious, but in person, like, would you say that? Do you know what I mean?
I don't think.
Nah, I hear you still. And and of course with Kiss and Tell as well. How do you feel like what I do want to ask you, the creative process in that song, how was that on your side?
It was great because it came from like a real life scenario.
Yeah.
So Kiss and Tell is pretty much talking about like being in a situationship stage, you know what I mean? Like seeing someone, the chemistry's there, you might go 6 months, a year without seeing them, but every time you guys link up, it's the same energy. So it's like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
It's very relatable song.
That's my favorite line.
Like, everyone can relate to it, but it was a really great creative process because I was literally writing about what I've lived and what I'm currently going through. So it was great. Music is therapy.
Yeah.
Like you said, there's things you wouldn't say in person, but
in the music, you feel like you can say it in the music.
You listen to artists' songs, like, they are real deal, like, telling you things that they live. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's quite deep. So, but in those instances, though, like, do you feel like, or have you ever felt like a previous partner or a situationship may feel like, oh, wow, that's about me?
Yeah. Shit, I'm going to tell you it's about you.
No, okay. I'm going to tell you. You stand on it.
I'm going to say, Flip, thanks for giving me inspiration for music, at least. Yeah, the situation was trash, but thanks.
I've had someone, when I released That's How Be, I had someone think it was about him, and I was like, it's not about you.
Oh, that is awkward. Oh, mate. Awkward.
I was like, you wish.
Like, men be like that, though, especially men you talk to, they be like, oh, make a song about me. It's like, yeah, please.
Oh, do you mean ask that?
Yes.
Golly. Oh, mate.
Did you make a song about me today? Like, please get out of my face.
Yeah, yeah. That's quite interesting, though, because, yeah, it's like, imagine you, because you always hear it with, like, big artists, and then someone will come out and say, oh, I'll give that person to X, Y, and Z, and it's like, yeah. It's always quite funny still, but from, I know a bit earlier, you touched upon the, like, social media side. How do you guys feel like you have been able to, like, build a brand on social media platforms? Like, how are you guys approached that? Is it like editing and just like putting things out there, just kind of like on your end?
Okay, so she's a bit more thoughtful about it than I am. I'm yeah. gonna lie, like, I 2025 I will try and be a bit more tactful.
No,
in how
you
I do.
Will.
I will. I will. Like, the way I am is I will just think of something, I'll post and go, I need to stop doing that, because I think for me I focus more on volume.
Yeah.
Which I guess can help. Yeah. But volume and quality is what I need to be focusing on when it comes to TikTok. Yeah. I'm more of a YouTube babe. Okay, you know, I grew up more on YouTube. Yeah. I think I have more of an audience on YouTube.
Yeah.
So things like quick, like TikTok, kind of, I don't know, I'm still trying to kind of get the hang of it.
Still growing into it, yeah. But like, isn't it a bit exhausting though? Like, having to always be online. I'm to always post.
Trust me.
Like, having to plan your content, plan your videos. Like,
this is what comes with it.
Yeah.
This is what comes.
You know what? Like, sometimes we see artists and they'll talk about how frustrating it is. And don't get me wrong, I can be like that. So I'm like, oh, again. but when you think about the OGs, yeah, I know they laugh at our generation thinking like, you guys even have it so easy, and this is how you're complaining.
True.
These people used to sell physical tickets on the street with their boom boxes. Yeah. They come to my show. And the fact that you can be spared at least that physical, I guess, way of putting yourself out there. You're just doing on social media where you're not really aware of the numbers too much. You should even be more encouraged to even make sure you're pushing yourself out there.
Like, we do have it easier. I feel like we're a very lazy generation, though. We're a very lazy generation.
I think we have it easier due to social media, yes. But I also feel like probably the competition is greater because not everybody thinks they can do it.
Yeah, 100%.
So we'll due to the access. With AI.
So you're competing with AI. What do you guys feel about that, though? Like, AI, like, in the music industry?
It scared me at first, but the more people, I'm kind of learning about it, it's not...
People really be using that. Like, AI is going up, especially in the music industry.
People use it, but, like, you know when you say use it, do you mean from the songwriting point of view as well?
People will pick an artist, and they will tell AI to make a song the Juice WRLD, like...
With me.
And it will sound like Juice WRLD.
The same vibe. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Nasty game, man.
It will be regulated soon. I do think that. I just think the way these things work, they have to see it through first before they can regulate it.
Yeah.
So I know people are kind of like, oh, why are they not doing something like it? They can't, because we don't know how far it can go yet.
It's still under
investigation. But I do think it will be regulated quite soon. I think things like that is going to be, they won't be allowed to have that submitted into like awards and stuff.
If
anything, they would have to be their own original AI artist. I think it's probably going to happen.
No, I don't really pay too much attention to it, though.
I pay attention because I'm very big on being... There's this... Because I work in tech, so those who work in tech know the word agile.
Okay.
So it's being about very adaptable. So I'm very on, like, to know what's going on. And I find ways to see how I can incorporate it. Can't beat it, join it.
I take it in, but I just don't spend too much. You know what I mean? I take it in. I hear it.
It's kind of like with work. So personally, like, at work... I'll use AI to help me with things. So like getting information, like putting it in lists, or like finding things that will take me like 10 minutes to do, or do it in seconds.
I use it for stuff like that, but music, I don't use it for music.
Admin stuff,
I don't use it for the creative process, like she said, but I will use it for things like in terms of in relation to like music, it will be like, I'll tell them like the whole thing I'm doing.
Yeah.
And then I'll be like, what do you think about this idea?
Mm.
I think it's a great idea. Maybe you should add this and that. Yeah. That's kind of like what I would do for.
Yeah.
But the main concept is mine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I did actually see someone online the other week and she said that, I put into chat GPT, build for me like a business plan. And I did it and it was quite good. So like, it's definitely being used quite a lot for sure.
I actually used it one time as well. And I told AI the type of life I wanted to live.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I said, write me like a day in the life of someone who's living this. And when I read it, I felt like having tears in my eyes. I was like, oh my God, I can actually make this.
Yeah, it is good. And now AI is good. It is.
With use.
Yeah, like getting all the information is important still. I did want to also touch upon like a few hot topics. It's basically like a period of like where things are going on like in the world and our point of view on it. So there's something currently going on. So I'm sure you guys have heard of it. The 18-year-old
in Dubai.
Who was in Dubai.
Yeah.
And obviously now he's been jailed because he slept with someone who was 17 at the time. Like, of course, there's been like a lot of outcry about it online because it's like, what the hell, like, spiteful from the mother and stuff. Like, it's just been crazy to read all the information about it and like the mother, how she called the authorities on him and so on and so forth. How do you guys feel about that?
I think it's a bit vindictive.
Yeah.
I don't like the way he's being used as an example.
Yeah, I think they're doing that.
I do think the UK government should interfere and step into that because that's going to be the start of many, if anything. So if you don't kind of interfere with that, I guess it's going to be a thing that can even be worse if something else happens to that. So I do think they need to interfere with that. I think it's a really devastating time for their family. I think they're Congolese as well.
It's
just, and his face is there as well. That's like going to affect his future. Yeah. It's just too much.
It's just the way the media... I hate the way the media portray black people.
Yeah.
I hate it.
It's going to be on his record as well, which is really unfortunate, like, for his future, like...
Yeah.
It's just frustrating.
Prospects. Yeah.
He's like, how old was he, 19?
Is he 18?
At the time, he was 18 and she was 17.
So did it happen this year?
Yeah, so it happened whilst they were there, yeah. During this year, yeah. I just think
it says a lot about how she waited until her daughter came back.
That's the thing. That's the spiteful. It's like you waited until your daughter was back and then you reported it.
It's like, because what was the agenda?
It's the spiteful. It's
really a shame because I have brothers and I do always tell them, you know, there's a lot of people in this world that are very vindictive.
Don't want the best for you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. You need to be very careful in how you move and what you allow yourself to engage in. So I think that's also, I guess, a lesson to our generation and our children and stuff as well to really be aware. It's just annoying because at 18, I was probably just as dumb.
Exactly. And you know what's crazy? And I do feel like there's probably a wider conversation that needs to be had about when you travel to foreign countries, being aware of the laws there.
Exactly.
Yeah,
because I feel like we just kind of I'm going. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm going. But
I think that's very important, especially in places like Dubai.
Yeah.
You need to know because it's too much.
I mean, but of course he's young back, isn't he? He's 18.
Yeah.
Did he go with his family as well?
Yeah.
Oh, so
both on family holidays, but I think they linked up or whatever.
Yeah, see, especially him being with his family, he's not going to look up the law.
at that age.
I feel like the law 18, thing is more of if you're going with your friends, you guys are going to take those extra precautions. It's just, that's really frustrating. I really do hope it gets sorted. And, I don't know,
So he's been given the jail sentence, so he's going to be there for a year.
That's insane. In Dubai.
But can he not appeal?
I think they're trying to.
Yeah, I think there's still. Yeah. I think there's like a time period that he can appeal.
Yeah.
I don't know too much about Dubai.
It's just it's a sad situation.
Yeah, it's really sad, and I just hope that he's still able to have a future after it and able to live his life, right, for sure. I think about this recently. Yeah. Over the past month, I'd say the weather in the UK has been horrible. Like, it's been freezing. It's been wet.
I hear it.
Like, going into the office and stuff, it's been awful. I'd probably say it's the first period of time where I've actually considered relocating. Genuinely, yeah. And I would ask you guys, have you guys had a similar thought as well over the past year or whatever?
I
This UK place,
I'm not,
man.
I'm not gonna lie, guys.
I don't know anymore, man. Have you real?
You know, is people always tell me I should be used to it because in Ireland it's colder.
No.
Okay. Oh well, yeah, Adam, yeah.
Well, I'm not gonna lie. I don't care where it's colder. I don't want to be the cold. Like when I went to Niger, I was there for the Christmas period, and it was the while everyone was snow and crying. Yeah. I was happy.
Yeah.
I was happy. I was on, you know, the beach. I was in the beach houses. I was enjoying my life.
Yeah.
When I came back, I kid you not, this wave of depression.
Bro, like, it's so cold. Like, I'm like, you know, I've also noticed, like, also, like, you know, when it's cold and wet, you don't really want to go places. Because, like, I ain't trying to go. It's like,
inconvenience.
Cold. Inconvenience, you know what I mean? So, I'm actually thinking about it.
It's so hard to be motivated, like.
Yeah, yeah. It's hard to be motivated. But
weather
then,
does make a big difference. A
big impact.
It does. Like, I know people be screaming, UK is bad vibes. And then in summertime, everyone loves it.
Yeah.
But I still don't like it.
The weather does make a big difference, but I, you know, I like the best of both worlds. Like I like spending time in maybe LA for a couple months and spending time here, but I just hate the cold in general. I don't like it. But I don't hate the UK. Like I don't hate it.
Yeah.
I hate the weather. I don't
hate
the UK.
I
feel like when I leave the UK or like even Belfast, like I do appreciate just certain things. Like maybe it's the people,
certain norms,
the morals.
Society.
Like you do appreciate it more. But you know, I don't want to live here forever.
The minute This music takes off from you guys.
Facts. Even before that.
Nah, I hear it still.
I've been planning my exit route.
It's always cold and wet. And it gets dark so early. Like, 3:34 is dark. Like, golly.
But it'd be getting dark in LA too around this time.
Oh, is it?
Fair. In winter, yeah.
Okay.
So certain things.
But it's warmer, right?
It's warmer, but it does be a bit chilly around this time.
Oh, okay. Fair
like, at nighttime.
Fair play.
But
you go to LA, though. Like, is it expensive there? Because I've always heard that, like...
It is expensive.
LA
like,
is pricey. Like.
Obviously, tipping culture is is huge out there. I'd be like, damn, I just spent this amount of money, you want to tip?
Yeah.
And then they tax you. It is a lot.
Mm.
I say it's extortionate, matter of fact. It don't even make sense. But one thing I will say is I feel like if you move to LA and you're spending a certain amount of money on an apartment, you need to utilize your environment. You need to capitalize. You need to be out there networking because
every juice
I feel
it,
like you're paying for the value. That's what I think. You're paying for the value because there's a lot of people of value in there.
True.
But it is expensive, but shit, if you go out for a year, just make sure you work hard.
Yeah. I think that's so true. Like, I think that's also why the like rent prices in London are also crazy because they know that it's a city of opportunity and it's a hub of like creativity or whatever it may be. So that's why you can charge more as you like, you know, the opportunity that is also like in
like
that
look
area.
At December time, the flight prices to Nigeria, to Ghana.
Because they know.
It's because it becomes popular, like
Yeah, they know, man.
Yeah, they just make it harder for us.
They know. Cool. But yeah, man, I'll be round up though. Like, what are you guys ahead of 2025? How are you guys feeling, man?
I'm excited.
How are you feeling? Yeah.
I'm excited.
Like from a music point of view, are there like I know it's still a bit early, but do you guys have like any idea of like you know what you want to do in
it's any never way. Early with music, you know. I feel like you have to be such a planner.
Well, I already know my next single.
I already
single.
Know my
like,
next
come on.
Four things.
I already know my plan. You have to.
Yeah.
I have to plan to fail.
All gas, no breaks. Like that's just it. It'd be like that all year round for us, regardless. Yeah. All gas, no breaks. But 2025, you know, claiming it's gonna be an amazing year.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, man. I think it should be like a good year, fresh year. And I feel like, for anyone who just has a dream, is a creative, just like, yeah, man, just chase it, man.
Go for it.
You never know what can happen in a year,
time,
right? You have
to go for it, honestly.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I'll be graduating.
Nice. God's grace.
Yeah, God willing. And also, like, I'm really excited, actually, for 25. I know everyone says, the next year, there's something about this year. I do think there's something about 2025.
Yeah. Because
COVID officially ended, the second lockdown was, 2021?
Yeah.
Am I right?
Was it 2020? Do we have 2 years of COVID? How long did COVID last?
It was a while.
It was 2020 to 20.
The second lockdown was 2021. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I feel like everyone who's been putting in work, I feel like it's been now, it's like a...
Yeah.
We've already seen some people who've been working.
Seen some fruits of it.
In 2024, I feel like 2025 is going to be a year that a lot of people have been...
We've had a rough couple of years.
It's been tough. Lastly, very, very lastly, what is one thing that you think we as a society or as an industry should leave in 2024?
Leave in 2024?
Yeah, that needs to leave. That is
like something that we do?
Not well, it could be anything, like in society, friends, whatever.
Just stop worrying about how strangers perceive you. They're not paying your bills. They don't matter. Like, stop worrying about what other people think. Who cares?
Mine's a bit personal. Ah. Don't befriend people who like to stay home all the time. But and the reason I say that, yeah, no, because I'm a homebody myself, yeah. So even the network, she would even tell you, like, I was like, oh, I don't want to do it, right?
Yeah.
But there's something, I'm telling you guys, when I was living in Manchester for 2 years, I never left my house, right? And there's something about, this is why they say things like prison and stuff, they don't think it helps people. When you stay by yourself, you really think your perception's reality.
True.
Yeah.
You are not developing. Mm-mm. You need to be around people who are constantly looking for opportunity in anything, whether it's a conversation, whether it's in life, job, whatever.
Because
the way they will motivate you, the way they will inspire you, the way you will learn from each other,
yeah.
It will, like, it's literally abundant.
Yeah.
When you're around people who just want to be at home, it's stagnant, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we all want to be at home sometimes. We don't like it, but to be always home, it's not healthy.
You gotta be out there.
It's true. I'm a homebody. I feel like COVID made me even more like that, not wanting to leave the house. But especially in this type of industry,
you have to.
Whether you like it or not, you better get outside in that field.
So we need to leave that whole thing, that individualism, when you think because you are home all the time, you're
weirding
down. Like, stay at home and stay with
your mindset. Got there. Meat people, man. Nah, that's good, man. I think that's a wrap, man. Appreciate you guys for coming onto the pod.
Thank you for having us.
In a new studio. It's fun here, man. I like it here, man. So we've got a lot more episodes that are coming up in the future as well. But of course, guys, if you like the episode, ensure that you like, you comment, you subscribe. And we're building the community here, man. So enjoy the ride, enjoy the journey, and have a blessed week.
Bye, peace. Guys.